Chapter 5 Alice's Adventures in Wonderland, Part 2. When last we saw Alice, she had decided to drink from a little bottle. The contents of the bottle tasted rather odd.
"What a curious feeling," said Alice.
She was shrinking smaller and smaller. Soon she was only 10 inches high. That was just the right size to fit through the little door that led to the garden. But when she got to the door, she found she had forgotten the little golden key. She went back to the table for it, but she was too short to reach it. Alice sat down and cried. But soon, her eye fell on a little glass box that was under the table. She opened it and found a very small cake. The words, "Eat me," were spelled out on the cake with currants.
"I'll eat it," said Alice enthusiastically. "Curiouser and curiouser," cried Alice. "Now I'm growing larger and larger. Goodbye, feet!"
Alice's head bumped against the roof of the hall. She was 9 feet tall. She grabbed the little golden key and ran to the garden door. But she was now too large to go through the doorway. All she could do was peek into the garden with one eye. Alice sat down and began to cry again. She went on, crying gallons of tears, until there was a large pool around her. Then, Alice heard a pattering of feet in the distance. It was the White Rabbit returning. He was splendidly dressed, with a pair of white gloves in one hand and a large fan in the other. He was muttering to himself, "Oh, the Duchess, won't she be cross if I've kept her waiting?" When the rabbit came near her, Alice tried to speak to him.
"If you please, sir."
The rabbit was startled. He dropped his gloves and his fan and scurried away into the darkness.
"How odd everything is today," said Alice.
As she said this, Alice could see that she was shrinking again. In another moment, splash! She was up to her chin in water. Poor Alice was swimming in a pool of her own tears.
"I wish I hadn't cried so much," said Alice as she swam about in search of a way out.
Thankfully, Alice did find a way out. She was not one for sitting still, doing nothing. So she began to wander further and further into Wonderland. It was at that point that she came upon a large blue caterpillar. The caterpillar was sitting on a mushroom and smoking a pipe. Alice stood on her tiptoes and peeked over the edge of the mushroom. Her eyes met those of the caterpillar. The two of them looked at each other for some time in silence. At last, the caterpillar took the pipe out of its mouth and asked,
"Who are you?"
Alice replied,
I hardly know, sir. I know who I was when I got up this morning, but I have been changed several times since then."
"What do you mean by that?" said the caterpillar sternly. "Explain yourself."
"I can't explain myself, sir," said Alice, "because I'm not myself, you see."
"I don't see," said the caterpillar.
"I'm afraid I can't put it more clearly," Alice replied. "I find that being so many different sizes in one day is very confusing."
"It isn't," said the caterpillar.
Alice felt a little irritated by the caterpillar, and she turned away.
"Come back," the caterpillar called. "I've something important to say."
This sounded promising, so Alice turned and came back again.
"Keep your temper," said the caterpillar.
"Is that all?"
said Alice. In a minute or two, the caterpillar took the pipe out of his mouth and got down off the mushroom. Then he crawled away into the grass. As he went, he said,
"One side will make you grow taller, The other side will make you grow shorter.
One side of what? Thought Alice to herself.
Of the mushroom, said the caterpillar.
In another moment, the caterpillar was gone. Alice broke off a bit of each side of the mushroom. She ate small bites and managed to bring herself back to her normal height.